Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So here comes a field goal try, 40 yards out by Boswell. He missed from 39 early on and it's to tie it. Good snap, good hold. And the kick is blocked! And the Raiders have beaten the Steelers! It looked like Boswell lost his footing. I don't know if that had anything to do with his block.
I mean, obviously, I slipped a little bit. All I know is I went to plant and ended up on my face, so I don't know.
Chris, it's now six missed field goals this season. How do you evaluate your play this season?
It's terrible. What else do you want me to say?
It's 4:48, and Chris Boswell, to the best of our knowledge, is still a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers after missing one, having an extra point go off the upright and in, and then slipping and falling on that last field goal try. Fox Sports with the call of it. Why is he still here?
I don't know.
Why aren't the Steelers working to find an alternative? I don't have an Adam Schefter or Jay Glazer tweet to tell anybody about that says, hey, the Steelers brought in three or four kickers today just to...
It's not hard to find it. Oh, it is hard to find a kicker, but it's not hard to go about the process of trying to find one. When you bring in like three or four guys that you want to audition, whoever does the best at the audition gets the job. Guess how Chris Boswell got the job? That method. That's it. That's what you do. And then you roll with whoever you got.
They found Jake. They found Jeff Reed. They pulled him out of oblivion.
Was he like literally farming rocks
Boswell,
or something?
Boswell, yep. Boswell obscure. I don't know about the farming rock point, but I know he was rock climber.
You know, he's a rock farmer. Craig is right. I was right. He was farming
he
rocks.
He farms rocks?
Farmed.
Confirmed. We once asked him about it.
And he was sober when he answered?
The best of my knowledge.
And Sean Sweezum was a retread, and he was a guy that got cut by the Redskins and came here, and until he blew out his knee, I thought he was pretty good.
And so, Boswell, for last year, might have been their MVP.
So for people that say, well, who are you going to find? I don't know. Someone that's not going to miss six extra points.
Man, he has been really,
I don't trust
really
him.
Terrible.
If he doesn't slip, I don't think he makes that kick. He's not making that kick with the game on the line.
How did he? I was actually going to call a make there, believe it or not.
I thought in warmups he was terrible.
He sounded,
just watching him,
he sounded totally defeated in that answer, too. Because that's a mental position as much as it is physical. I know he slipped, and that's a physical thing. Can you play that clip again real fast from him? Do you mind playing that real fast?
I mean, obviously, I slipped a little bit. All I know is I went to plant and ended up on my face, so I don't know.
Chris, it's now six missed field goals this season. How do you evaluate your play this season?
It's terrible. What else do you want me to say?
That sounds like a beaten man.
He looked like one after the game.
I mean, that's one of the hardest jobs in sports because most of the team, unless you're Vinatieri or a couple other guys, doesn't really look at you as a real player. You're only noticed when you're bad. There's like three guys, Vinatieri, Tucker, and maybe, I don't know, somebody else in the whole league who really have a lot of jack with their teammates. And if you miss
Guskowski.
Like, Guskowski, yeah. And if you miss, they hate you. And you know that they hate you. And you know that you have one, basically have one job and you're not doing it well. And that's the other thing. Even with the extra points getting moved back, a good kicker makes over 90% of their kicks cumulatively and probably makes over 95% of extra points. You know when your numbers are way below that. What's 10 of 16? I don't even know. It's something like 65%.
David's on the fan. Hi, David.
Hey, you know, Le'Veon Bell's the best running back in the league, and it's very hard to run an offense when you don't have your best running back. You know, he kept the Steelers' offense on the field. They had a lot of ball control when he was on the field, and your defense looks a lot better when they don't have to spend as much time on the field because you're controlling the game. And I think that it's not easy for Tomlin to adjust when you're without your $14.5 million best player.
You put any stock in that idea that this has not been a horrible? No, I don't, because he never got anything ready, David. Like, he had James Conner. They didn't know what they had there. He never, once James Conner emerged, gave any kind of thought to giving carries to somebody else to get them more prepped in the event Connor got hurt. You've got to go with what you've got. Tomlin's whole thing is the standard is the standard. So he, by his own cliche, would reject your kind of thesis statement there that this is all due to Bell's absence, because he would say, hey, next man up, we've got to be just as good.
Look, try running your business without your best 14.
I'm aware, but you know the coach loves to say the standard is the standard, and he's going to have his feet to the fire because of that statement, because in his mind, to some extent, there shouldn't be a difference from Bell to the next guy, or you shouldn't just have the whole operation break down because Bell's not there.
Whoa, a whole operation breakdown. They won 7 games this year.
Yeah, they've won 7 out of 13 games. They just blew the biggest lead in Steelers history last week, and they got beat by a 2-10 team.
Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln.
I mean, come on, David. I don't know if you're working for the Steelers, but if you are, nice try.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.